Here with Phil Corman from CESA and Rich Adams from Ravenwald Greenhouse, Florence Road in Florence. And Rich, you brought the first known locally grown strawberry of the season.
Yes, I did. We grow pots of strawberries.
What? And strawberry season usually is June, right? So we're still early.
June,
yeah.
Right.
You lucky devil. Can I eat that?
Yes, you can.
Yes.
And you've got to remember, we're in a greenhouse. That's why they're early. I also brought mint, chocolate mint, in a biodegradable coconut core pot.
Yeah, that's cool. So it's a pot. Instead of the plastic containers, it's made out of a coconut core. Do you plant
core,
it right in the coconut?
Plant it right in the ground.
It goes away.
And it'll biodegrade, and it's good for the environment.
Now, Rich from Ravenwald Greenhouse in Florence, there was a big controversy a couple of years ago when you buy, you go to a big box store like your Home Depot's or whatever, and you buy these flowers, right, annuals. From those big box shopping plant experience, we got the blight, and it wiped out practically the whole tomato crop in all of Western Mass. Why does that happen, and how come guys like you were doing...
The tomato massacre, by the way.
The tomassacre.
Yeah, the massacre happened because they brought in plants from out of state where they did have the blight. Tomato blight comes also from tobacco, and they came out of North Carolina where they grow a lot of tobacco.
Mm.
And the blight came in, and it spreads by wind. So if your neighbor planted a plant, you got the disease just because the wind blew it over.
So the tobacco can not only give you cancer, it can give cancer to your tomatoes.
Yes, it can.
That is terrible. So how do you, at a local greenhouse, avoid that sort of thing?
Well, it's local grown.
Mm-hmm. So you know it's not going to pick up all this bad habits from North Carolina.
That's right. And we watch our quality. We're in the greenhouse checking. I do have a program where I do spray some things, but it's all NOFA approved, which is the organic farmer's thing. I'm not an organic farmer, but I do use their methods.
If you don't want to destroy all the tomatoes of the world, don't buy them from the big box.
Don't buy them from the big box.
You know, it's interesting when you think about, you're going to a big box hardware store and you're going there to get hardware, but there you are and there's actually green widgets called seedlings, and there's no one there who really is going to have the expertise you're going to get when you go to a local farmer who is in the greenhouse business, where for 20 years, these are the starters they've been doing. They see them every day. They're caring for them every day. They know the climate. They know the soil conditions around in this area. So it's just a total different experience and different level of quality that you get.
Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Rich Adams from Ravenwald Greenhouse in Florence. You also have a corn furnace in your greenhouse. Tell me about how this works.
The corn furnace
makes awesome popcorn.
Yeah, it smells good.
Does it smell like popcorn?
It smells like popcorn.
Wow, put butter on top.
Oh, man. Yeah.
What we do is we grow the corn out in a field. It's regular field corn. Harvest it, and we dry it down to 15 or less percent moisture content. And then what we do is it has a big bin. Auger brings it in. It's almost like a pellet stove.
Yeah.
Same idea. We fire it up. It's got a corn trowel thermostat on it, which controls the heat, and it's almost like an oil furnace, the way it controls it. It burns the corn. It has saved us about $2,000 this year in oil.
Mm-hmm.
We've had it for 3 years, worked with UMass Extension Service to get it set up. We keep the records on it for 3 years. I'm very pleased with it.
It was started out almost as a UMass experiment to see if this is a good idea or not.
Yeah, they did it with several farmers in the area.
Wow.
And we were one of them to be lucky enough to get it.
So that's cool. That's why the strawberry I just ate from your greenhouse had a little popcorn-y taste to it.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Rich Adams from Ravenwald Greenhouse and Phil Corman from CESA. Rich, you're going to be at a new farmer's market. We're an explosion of farmer's markets lately, and the latest edition is this Saturday in East Hampton.
Yes, it is. It's at the Fedor parking lot on Route 10 in East Hampton.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have music and food, and it'll be Saturday and Sunday, 7 to noon.
And there's not many farmers markets open on a Sunday.
No, there aren't. We have to make the special trek. Are you going to have any of the strawberries?
They'll be there ready.
Oh, good. Rich Adams from Ravenwald Greenhouse in Florence at the East Hampton Market this weekend, and Phil Corman from CESA. BuyLocalFood.org.